Today is March 29th, and you're listening to Mad Issues Podcast, a group of friends with mad issues. In this segment, we feature one of the closest, littest girl group you've ever come across. It's me again, Erwa, your host. I'm here with Ellie.
Hi.
And Nina.
Hi.
So let's do a formal introduction, guys. Let's Ellie go first.
So I am Ellie. I am friends with these two girls. Really close friends. We've been friends like 6 years.
Like almost six years now.
Yeah, and
that's crazy.
We're just gonna talk about what we've been through.
Juicy stuff.
Doing bad juicy things together.
But we went from like these emo head ass 14-year-olds to
mad
grown ass woman.
Yeah. We mad grown now. Nina, how about you?
Okay, so. I'm Nina. I'm 19.
She was in our last podcast.
Yeah, I was in the last podcast, but like I didn't say much because, you know, I was surrounded by 5 brown men. My asshole was cringing hard. I still love you guys, but yeah.
Yeah.
But in this podcast, I'm gonna be, you know, more. I'm gonna participate more because I'm more comfortable.
Exactly.
With these bitches. So yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're the one who like got Nina has been with me since like the beginning. We were in like the same class forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And like this bitch had like look at you transform me.
Mad. Cause you were so emo. Now you're so like
emo. I was grown so ass. I'm yeah. Not grown and different now.
With the thick ass bangs. Oh my god.
Mad.
Everyone thought you were lesbian.
I even thought she was lesbian, I swear.
I even thought I was lesbian, but it turns out I like niggas.
I turned you straight.
Mad. Okay, but okay, speaking of you, one thing you did make me do was like start using Zodiacs. Like I've never used Zodiacs in my entire life.
So I've been into Zodiac signs since I was like pretty little.
Right.
And then I met Erwa, and then I talked to her about zodiac signs all the time, and like we actually fought so many times
because of zodiac signs.
You know, is because like a cultural thing too, like in Japan,
I guess it's kind of like on the news.
I feel like Japan
there will be zodiac signs. Yeah. Like every day, and they'll be like, oh, like Virgos, it's gonna be a good day today. Aries, it's gonna be.
That's mad. Like, okay, see, that's where I was like, no, because it doesn't make sense. Because you're letting something say if you're having a good day or not. That makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly. that's general.
Weird. Yeah, I agree. But like
zodiac signs, it's low-key mad deep. Like astrology is deep.
Okay, I feel like it gets deep when you know like the stars and moons and shit.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at like online, like the stuff they say online, that's like. It's too
like
basic.
On Instagram and shit, that's not real. Like, let's be real, that's not real. But like, when you go deep inside it,
okay. So when you go into history, it's like the people like in like ancient times actually use like stars and shit.
Exactly. To,
like,
it makes sense if it's like in that way. But I feel like some people depend too much on it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like they will wake up the first thing, be like, oh my god, so my sign said I'm gonna be having a horrible day, so I'm just gonna have a bad day.
So I'm gonna have a horrible day. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh no.
That's not good if you're dependent on
it. So like we shouldn't take it so deep in our asshole because it doesn't make no sense.
Or like if it affects your love life, so if you're like, oh this guy is like a Capricorn, I'm gonna go for Capricorn now.
Yeah, that's not how it works. Capricorn guys are fucking crazy.
I just feel like you should give up.
Pratham, we still love you.
Pratham, we still love you though.
No, they're not. They're not crazy because this is the thing with Capricorn guys. Okay, they're too like their emotions are closed and like they love. They're good at loving people. It's just they don't know how to show it, and they're like
exactly. That's why they're crazy.
My dad.
They're so afraid to get hurt to the point they just don't want to do it, you know?
Erwa's brother, my brother, I mean, Pratham. My dad, Tisan, Pratham. They all have
the same vibe and they all have issues.
They get mad toxic. They get toxic.
Mad. And like, the water signs in our lives. Oh my god. Like, no. I don't know where to start.
I don't know. There's like Jessa, a list. I don't know where to
Jessa
start.
Jessa and Shark, are you guys listening?
You guys better be listening. Okay, you guys better sit down.
What are the water signs again? Was it Cancer?
So Cancer, Pisces, and
Cancer.
Cancer's Pisces and
what was the other one?
Wait,
we don't even know.
Was it Aquarius? Wait, Aquarius,
Scorpio.
No, Scorpio's fire. Scorpio's fire.
What?
Taurus.
No,
Taurus is Earth. Let me check.
No,
hold on.
Scorpio is water. Scorpio is water.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let me check.
Yeah. Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are water signs.
Yeah.
How the heck is Scorpio water?
Scorpio is like dementia. Fiery
Scorpio
water.
Okay. Because Tina's Scorpio.
Yeah.
Scorpio mad cycles.
Anyways, okay, jeez. So me and Urla, we are water signs. Yeah. And then we keep on attracting water signs in our lives.
I swear to God. It's like opposite actually attract.
Okay,
because
I have a theory though.
Yeah, we have a theory that...
Okay, so in the past, me and Urla...
Oh.
Okay, in the past, like, we used to attract guys that are, like, more unpredictable mm-hmm. and, like, more emotionally unstable. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now... we attract water signs that are more emotionally needy and clingy.
Do you know why? Because you kind of control freaks.
It's more easier for us to control them.
Control freaks.
Like, I admit, we are control freaks. But I'm trying to, you know... I'm trying to fix this.
I'm trying to chill.
I'm tired of these water signs. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I want some Capricorn in my life. Or Taurus or... or any fire. Oh, yeah, I'm tired. I'm so fucking tired of water signs.
Okay, what? Okay. Speaking of like, okay, forget like, Raylan's an earth sign, right?
Air.
She's Gemini.
No, air.
Air sign. Mm-hmm. Air sign. So Raylan only attracts other Geminis for whatever thing she has to do. If she's surrounded by Gemini, why is she surrounded by Gemini?
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you what I attract. So lately, I've been attracting a lot of Geminis, which is fucking weird. And I've been attracting a lot of earth signs too, like Virgos, Capricorns, mm-hmm. those people. Like I swear to God, every guy, especially guys that I'm attracted to, are either mm-hmm. Capricorn or mm-hmm. Virgo, or they're Gemini. Like, I can't attract any other guys. Like, whenever I'm like, oh, what's your zodiac sign? They're like Capricorn. Okay. I'm like, fuck.
Capricorn, you're like, out. I'm out.
Or if they like,
I have a theory, really.
No, you know what's weird? You guys are my best friends and you're Capricorn and Virgo. Like,
yeah.
Like, what?
Because that means we're mad compatible.
And the low-key makes sense because me and Urla, we're like pretty much the same person because we're both earth signs.
Yeah, so
but
really,
he's like the one that's always getting bullied or like having a different opinion. Like, we were just talking about something. She had like a different opinion. Me and Urla, we were always agreeing. Because we have like
the
same...
I mean, that convinced her to follow our opinion.
So, like, if I say blue, you guys would be like red. I'm like, no, blue.
No.
And we convince her, which I feel bad.
We convince you, I know.
This is why I can never...
Okay, guys, but I have a theory, though.
Yeah.
I have a theory. So, I feel like, you know how they say opposite attracts, right?
Yeah,
like yin and yang.
We have... Yeah, like yin and yang. There's light and dark and mm-hmm. light.
Uh-huh.
So like the qualities we lack are like, so me and Nina lack qualities in like a water sign because like we're opposite.
Yeah, because we're
right?
unemotional in public and shit.
Yeah. And then water sign people lack qualities like stability, emotional like wellness, and like not being retarded, like all that stuff.
But like, okay,
so that's
I have a question.
We attract them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so Urla is dating a water sign, and Nina was with a water sign for 3 years, right?
Was he acting like a water sign, but he was actually a fire.
Like water.
But after him,
his Saturn or something was water or something.
Because he was too unpredictable. Yeah.
Jeez. Anyways, you guys been with water, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, doesn't it get too much? Like, they cry about the simplest thing. Like, they be like,
way too much. That's why I'm so fucking
mad. it's like sometimes you have to like mother.
Yeah, I'm tired of fixing
but you know,
these guys.
But okay, but sometimes you know it's like it's like kind of cute because you're low-key like looking for it in the other person, so you're kind of like find it comfortable.
Yeah, that's weird. Like if you shut the door on him, they're like,
see, Rylan, you're like you're air sign, right? So you're more like similar to like a water sign quality. Yeah. So you're looking for more Capricorn.
Yeah,
like,
but me and Erla, we're the opposite. So we kind of find it cute. Like I'm not.
This is why I can't get along with Jessa. I can't get along with Jessa and Shark.
Because you both are like the same personality
like Jessa
type.
And Shark, like they're adorable though. Like I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
They're sensitive but so adorable.
There's no way air signs, the thing is they can belong anywhere. So like if we can match with anybody, like we don't care.
What about fire signs?
Oh, I have a lot of fire sign in my family, and they're pretty good. The thing is, they just like go from 1 to 100 in 2 seconds.
I would know.
Matt's like unbalanced, like unstable type.
Yeah.
Bipolar. Type. What about the stability of Gemini? I feel like Gemini is like it can go like up and down.
From
too.
My experience, like Gemini
happiness.
Guys ain't shit.
I've never seen a Gemini guy.
Gemini guys are rare.
Okay.
Yeah, why are there never Gemini guys in our life?
You know Hassan?
Rylan's manager.
Anyways, we shouldn't bring up real life people.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay,
they should get me fired before working for 2 days.
Okay. Who else?
I wanted to talk about what's it called? Mm-hmm. The guys we like basically met in our like friendship groups and how we basically met every zodiac sign almost. Isn't that weird? Like, okay, so what we have...
Okay.
Like, the thing is, we always keep the water signs. We always keep the water signs, I swear. We never,
like
stay with, like,
with
another
the water
something.
Signs. Because yeah, it's like, easy to, like, convert them. To our human.
I'm mad.
What was that guy's name? I forgot his name. He was, like, a Scorpio.
Who?
And you guys couldn't get along with him.
Who?
Who?
Mango? Cardi? There was a guy that was like a fire sign and you guys were always like arguing and fighting.
Oh, that's Popcorn.
Taurus? No, Popcorn's Taurus, remember?
What was his name? There was like this fire sign that you guys couldn't handle the heat, like the argument and shit. You guys were like always like roasting and you guys...
Okay, me and Nina mad roast people.
Yeah, but that's how we show love though.
Exactly.
But I just know you guys hated it.
They can't take the votes.
Yeah, you hated it.
Ooh.
I forgot the name.
Isn't it Paris?
No, Gahalo's water.
Paris?
What's Paris' name? Fire?
I don't know what Paris,
Paris? Paris is. I don't know how Paris is a Virgo. Like, it's so.
No way.
I'm so ashamed to say.
No way.
We are the same.
Zodiac. Okay, isn't it something like, if it's like one zodiac is. Born like in the sun month, he's something
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
He's
he
born
said, he
in, like,
said
the
that
next month,
like in
else.
Indian calendar or something. He's a Scorpio.
But his mom tripping. His mom tripping. Sure? His mom like probably, yeah. His mom chose like Indian calendars.
How's he a Virgo? Like, that's so weird.
That makes no fucking sense. Like I'm not gonna lie, that part don't make
definitely,
no sense.
Like,
he got water in his asshole. Heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy
dripping
his
from his asshole.
He's pee-pee.
Anyway, speaking of,
I just want to say, let's take a silent moment for Jessa's lost testicle.
Okay, Jessa has lost his testicles because he was playing with the cat, right?
Yeah.
And the cat
and scratched
in Mumbai.
It, and it basically got infected. So they had to cut it off.
Yeah, the doctor had to cut it
off.
The doctor didn't even have a knife, so he cut it off with like a butter knife.
Okay, that's enough time for Jessa's testicle.
Let's
a moment of silence to end it
for like 1 second.
Okay, good. We keep enough time.
Okay, guys, but we have to talk about like how like you know all these like zodiac guys that we've met online.
Yeah.
All of them, like all of them have mad red flags.
Mad
red flags. And it's like, because me and Nina are earth sign, our red flags are like low-key different than real red flags.
Yeah, my red flags are like way different than your guys'.
Yeah.
Okay, give me an example.
So like you guys, when a guy is too kind of controlling,
mm-hmm.
you guys see it as a red flag, but I don't in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, he's...
Because you like that. Because you like that
yeah,
in
quality. Yeah, not like in everyday life. That's too much. Only in bed.
If a guy wants you guys to do something, like orders you around, you guys see it as a red flag. You know? I'm not saying I like a guy ordering me around. I'm just saying, like, it's fine to an extent, you know?
But
yeah.
I feel like you but who the fuck does he think...
Yeah, who the fuck do you think he's
asking
like,
first
you
of all,
like
you're fixing it.
Yeah.
So, lower your voice. Lower your voice.
Anyways. I'm saying, you guys can't deal with it.
Because you're controlling.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
If a guy says, okay, you cannot, for example, I don't know, like wear this, okay, like wear this dress, okay, and then would you guys accept that or be like, no, you don't tell me what the fuck to do? Or...
I mean, okay, see, if he says it politely, like if like how he
exactly.
says it, he's like, yo, I don't want other guys to see, it's like, no, you can't go out with that dress. I'll be like, nigga, like watch me.
No,
watch me.
That's what I'm saying.
That
if he's like, if you're not gonna get out with that fucking dress.
If he has like a good point,
if he has a good point,
I don't think it's good.
If he comes
go
at
like
if
that,
he comes at us with an attitude,
yeah, then no, it depends on his. Like the way he says it.
Yeah. He can like explain. Like there's ways like guys should come and like explain. Like, oh hey, I don't want you to go out in this dress because like I don't want the guys to look at you. Don't, if he comes at me like, yo, you ain't going
don't
out.
Don't fucking wear that shit.
Hell
no.
No, hell no.
I'm out.
You're the only one that's gonna be, oh sorry, I didn't know it's
bruh,
gonna hurt your feelings.
No,
and
you should
because you're mad wifey type.
Yeah.
You shouldn't let him talk to you like that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because he's gonna think it's okay to do it from now on. It's gonna get more and more aggressive.
Who's
okay, how about okay, how about if a guy like likes a picture of another girl or like on TikTok or those stuff?
Mm.
Do you guys think that's
a red flag? I get triggered on the logo, but I'm not gonna like tell him not to do it because I don't wanna like act insecure. But if he's doing it way too much, like once in a while it's fine because I do that too. But if he's doing it like every single day, like liking pictures of other
bitches. That's what I mean. Like you see a handsome guy, I'm like, okay, he's handsome and I just like and scroll. But if it's some more...
Or like sometimes you like the outfit, not even
but
the
but if he's liking like the same girl every single day, like the same pictures.
Yeah, no.
No.
Okay, so if a guy is really into you, he wouldn't even like look at other girls, isn't
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you find it
so
cute though? If it's like he says, oh, look at this girl wearing this, I wish you were this, or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like that means I'll be thinking, oh, he's not thinking of that girl, he's thinking of like me in that outfit.
Yeah, that's good. So that's no red flag?
No, that's like I feel like that's the same for all.
Okay, let's
of
do
us.
Yes, red flag, no red flag. Okay, okay, you guys.
Okay,
go.
Okay.
Okay, I have one.
Yeah.
A guy telling you that he loves you after like 2 days of meeting.
Oh, red flag.
It's either a creep or an Indian. Period.
Period.
I have a story
or
for this. I swear to God, even Nina knows. Wolf, remember Wolf guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Wolf.
He said he loves me after 4 days. I wanted to marry me. Like, bitch.
You still chose him though.
How the fuck did I choose him? I was fucking bored.
Why did you choose him?
I was bored.
What did you see?
He was bored. I was bored and I needed some entertainment and he had wolves, so I was like, maybe something
he had
interesting.
Wolves?
Something interesting, and then he got...
Wait, he actually had
yeah,
wolves?
And then nigga died. The wolf died. And then he posted on his story saying, sorry for being a bad daddy, and Raylan commented, you're a bad daddy to me too.
Nina.
Okay, guys.
Ellie,
red,
bro.
Okay, red flag.
What?
Keep
oh,
Ellie, I have a red flag. So, what if a guy, like, you could see his energy switched up, like, randomly?
Oh, red flag.
And, like randomly energy switched up, but, like, he keeps, like, running away, like, and avoiding it instead of, like, talking about it.
That's a red flag.
Okay, 100%. It depends if he's having a bad day or something and he doesn't want to talk about it that day, mm-hmm. that's fine. But, like, every single time, mm-hmm. nah.
Yeah, if it's no. like a daily thing, then no, he's an unstable emotion.
Unstable. He doesn't know.
Okay, really. Oh, Ellie, I have one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so a guy who doesn't tell his friends about you, like if you guys are dating.
Oh,
or not.
Let me tell you this. No, let me.
Red flag. Hella fucking red flag.
See, this is the thing with me. I think to an extent, to some friends and family, mm-hmm. that's okay. But I don't mm-hmm. care if he doesn't have to tell the whole world, you know? He doesn't have to tell everyone.
But doesn't
person.
He
want to
flex though?
Yeah, like flexing is fine, but it doesn't mean like every single person that needs to know that I am.
I know, but it just his friends, at least like so they could like not go for you, you know? Like so they could know like, oh, like she's
my girl,
like,
yeah,
with him, so I don't need to like.
No, no, I see that. But like, if like for example, if he posts me on like story and his Instagram and stuff, then that basically said that he owns me, right? But if it's like he has to tell every single person, no, I feel like that's too much, and it kind of brings bad luck in a way. Like people's gonna mm-hmm. be like, oh, their relationship, mm-hmm. they may
like evil eye.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That makes
that's
sense.
Why I'm like.
That makes sense. I see that point.
Yeah, so that's why I don't feel like you should tell every single person you meet, because some people will have hatred and that like they wish
mad.
Wish, yeah. Like, oh, you guys break up and stuff.
That's
you know?
True.
Mad.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, they're too happy. I hope she fucks up.
Yeah, and like they do black magic on you and shit. Hell no.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Mad. That's why I think
yeah.
that should be too
private to an extent. But like, I don't want him to hide it though.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want him to like feel embarrassed.
Yeah. I think it's like. If it's like closest friends and stuff, that's weird.
Yeah,
he has a side chick, like probably a baby mama.
Yeah,
happy to see. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah,
another red flag.
Oh, red flag.
Oh, what is
he has a kid?
I mean, me and Nina think it's a red flag because we both had them.
It has, yeah. It has to be a red flag because then like why is he like separated
yeah.
from his baby mama in it?
Yeah,
like there's something wrong with him. If
and
he's,
like it's basically
not
you have
care
to,
of.
Like you have to admit that the baby comes before you, like his baby.
Yeah,
yeah. So
all the time he's always gonna have the baby
yeah.
in front of you.
Yeah,
and that's kind of you're gonna be his second, not his first.
Yeah, so that'll yeah. be a little difficult.
It's not
yeah.
worth it. Then
there are
it?
A lot of guys in the world.
But I feel like some people accept it and accept a kid as their own, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
but like the mother has to be out of the picture
yeah,
at that
of course.
Point. Then.
Yeah.
Because like if the mother's still like alive, like I'm not saying I want her dead, but if the mm-hmm. mother's still alive, like mad beef is gonna happen with the new baby
yeah.
mama.
Yeah. Oh hell
mama.
No.
I have like.
And then I feel bad for the kid too. Like
yeah,
the kid
it'd be confusing for the
mother.
Kid.
If the baby mama is the type to be like jealous and keep coming in the relationship, then of course a red
mm-hmm.
flag, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a red flag thing. Okay, what if uh-huh. a guy accidentally calls you by a different girl's name?
Oh. I mean, like, if I know it's a mistake, but like, I get so triggered. Like that happened to me like once with.
No way.
Yeah.
What was the name?
I'm not saying the name. But like I actually get so triggered. That means because the guy's thinking about another girl.
Thinking
yeah.
about someone else.
And
yeah.
like he'd be like, no, it's not that deep. Like it was just a mistake. But like yeah.
Then why you think about her then?
It's so annoying.
Right?
It's
keep
not like something
your
to
mind.
Like break up for. But like I get triggered. What about you guys?
I feel like sometimes, I mean, yeah, I will get triggered, but like if in it, like for example, if you go to school and repeat someone's name so much, it sometimes
why
co-
you repeating?
Comes
yeah.
off, you know?
Yeah. Right?
Keep her name out your mouth. Keep my name in your mouth.
Please, guys. Please.
You're mad controlling.
We have controlling issues.
She's the only wifey material here.
Damn.
I know. She can mad cooking, please. Yeah.
What does that have to do?
Ellie with mad this? Good. Okay. Red flag. He does drugs.
Red flag.
I mean, if he shares, you know.
Bruh, too. Okay, but like once in a while, drinking is fine. Drinking is fine. Like, not every day, but once in a while.
Okay.
But,
like, I'm Muslim, so, like, I can't really say that. But, since you're not Muslim, I'm pretty sure once in a while it's fine. Like, for, like, at, like, occasions, like dinner parties and shit like
that. What about weed? Smoking weed every day? No. Not every day. Like, not sometimes, once in a while, with friends.
Like, once in a while. Once
but
in
not, like, addicted type.
Like, my man, I won't do it. But, like, my man, it's, like, it's low-key daddy, in it?
But, like, your man comes home high as fuck, doesn't know who you are. Be like,
No.
Okay, if he's high as fuck and doesn't know who you are, then he's, like, he ain't it.
He ain't shit.
He ain't it, because my man better be high as fuck and still know I'm his wife.
If your man comes and be like, "Hi, what's up, Nicole?" And you
I would fucking cut off his dick.
And then smoke.
Or whoever's called Nicole, no hate. I just think that's a basic name that everybody uses.
Hold on, Nicole's my sugar right now.
Mad.
My bad. Let's take a moment silence for Nicole.
Okay. Moment of silence over. What about hard drugs?
No.
LSD, Molly,
like Percocet? Nah.
Cocaine.
That's too much.
That's too easy to get addicted, isn't it?
Just, like,
that's way up heavy red flag. Mad. And it's so difficult taking care of, like,
like,
of people.
Emotionally unstable.
Because, like, you're not his... Exactly.
It's gonna, like, the
it's gonna be, like, are you his, like, counselor? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, no, red flag.
Okay, I have one.
Like, I'm not your counselor.
A guy with a girl best friend.
Fuck no. Next.
I was that girl best friend, okay? I was the fucking girl best friend. No,
but like
I'm
all of them like
villain.
The logo, though. That's why I don't trust them girl best friends.
Okay, let me tell you this. Let me tell you what's allowed. Okay, if the girl best friend has a husband, that's okay. Because, like, you know, they're just friends.
Yeah, that should be fine. Because it's mature relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Then.
But if it's a single girl that's a best friend and is with a guy has a and a girlfriend, no, because that doesn't work out. Okay, I'm telling you this because I have the girl best friend.
Yeah, and they all like
that
you.
Right? And they like, that happens. Yeah, this is not a healthy thing and nobody should deal with that, you know? So, no.
Yeah.
Red flag.
So, no, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay, what about what about you have a guy best friend?
I mean, that's different. I'm just kidding.
That's true.
That's gotta be different. Come on.
I mean, like, me and Irwa, we have even really Ellie too, we have guy best friends, like guy friends, you know. And like, I don't know,
but the thing with guy best friends,
I don't, like,
they eventually have feelings for you,
that's kind of, I don't know. Like,
I don't
not
know.
All of them, but some of
them.
I feel
them. Like not all of them. Like, okay, so Justin and Brenham are like the only guy best friends that we met that haven't like come on to me. I don't know about anyone else in this group. But they haven't come on to me and I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you have a man, but if you didn't have a man, that's a different story.
I mean, I feel like
Irwa, me and you have a man. That's
I'm the only single person. That's why.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Alhamdulillah, for sure.
Oh, what about this?
Can we get an alhamdulillah in the chat?
Alhamdulillah. What about this? What's it called? If a guy has a picture of like another girl in his phone.
Saved in his phone.
Yeah, and he says that he doesn't remember having it. But
okay, if it was like,
okay, if it's just one picture, you know, somehow like sometimes you like when you're on WhatsApp and you randomly download
pictures.
If it's like that,
yeah,
it's not that deep. But if it's like you see a girl over and over again, I'm like,
yeah. Oh, what about guys talking and with his friends about other girls?
I mean, we do that too. So like, that's understandable.
We do that, yeah. Like, so it's
still,
like,
we don't.
I feel like
we can't control how he acts around
his friends. Yeah, but he should respect us enough to like know
like,
to stay in his
lane. Guy friends were talking about girls like ass and boobs, and he also agrees with them.
I mean, like, I feel like guys always talk about that no matter what. So we
yeah, but like they should know like a difference between a single man
and a true.
As a girl, he should know what he's saying, because like that's weird.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy like that, would he accept it? No.
Exactly. So if he doesn't accept it from you, like he shouldn't be doing it for himself.
Well, I think that's a red flag in my opinion.
That's true. A red flag. He like in the middle of like talking, his energy switches out.
I mean, red flag.
Completely.
Every single time. That's mad suspicious. That's fucking either he has like mental issues, bipolar issues.
It, like bipolar.
Or he has something stuck in his asshole.
Something deep inside his asshole.
Mushroom head ass. Just his soul stuck in his asshole.
Oh my god.
Okay. How about a guy with like no career?
It depends on if he's younger.
I was gonna say, what if a guy with no future, basically just avoid home, fat ass.
If he's not doing greasy, then
Okay. But he's like the best guy. He's the nicest. He's the best for you. Like you guys click. But he has no like.
Is he working? If he's like, happy. Is he like looking for a job or like?
No ambition. No ambition. Like looking for a job, but low-key not looking.
Hell no.
I mean, if that like.
Hell.
Okay, let me tell you guys a perspective of this. Okay, so if you guys get married, okay, and then he becomes the stay-at-home dad, and you become a working mom. Mm-hmm. That kind of works out in a way because you have someone.
We all.
Yeah, but I'm not popping out a baby for him to spend all the time with.
We all don't want that though. Yeah, like, we all want to be like. Like, we are all agents. We have that kind of like good expectation mother. In it. Of like.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Like, we would work on the side, but we still want to like, hang out with the baby.
Oh, what about a guy that flexes too
much? Oh, hell no. If he's actually confident, he's humble. Like, if you're flexing all the time,
I'm confident and flexing.
Yeah, if he's flexing.
Custom made Gucci t-shirt.
What about Samantha? Samantha was
exactly. Fuck nah.
No, he still flexes. Like, he's flexing. He's like uncle's money. Like, who's money? And buying followers.
Like, who the fuck cares?
I got flex.
Yeah,
but a guy can't flex with his own. Like, shit, now it's different. I look, oh, this is my car, this is my...
Okay, low-key, the guys who don't flex the more, like, the most, but you know
daddy.
They have mad bank
Daddy.
Wow, this just got
juicy.
Because you know they have big energy. They got big energy.
Oh my god. Mad. Guys with, like, they... You know, guys with... So much confident to the fact they're so humble.
Oh my god,
it's just a different.
I would marry,
spice,
I would like
okay? Different... That's a different spice.
It's like nothing intimidates him, like he knows he's like above it all. Oh,
that's a different story.
Okay, guys that talk too much and don't
that
act
turns out heavy.
Oh my god,
no,
that's such a annoying thing though. Like, I can literally choke them to death. Be like, why'd you say you would do it?
Exactly. Talk less, do more.
You know,
do more. Exactly.
You know, the guys, they're like, oh my god, I'm gonna show you the world. I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna be like this.
Do it then.
Do it then. Like,
do it then.
Where at though? Do it.
Right?
To like freaking stay. I'm gonna make you the
like all talk no action.
Make you the queen of the world.
Like, how are you gonna make me the queen of the world when you still living with your mama
in the basement?
Exactly.
Okay, this is what I imagine. They sit in the basement with greasy chips hands.
Oh,
yeah.
I got a good one.
Oh,
he doesn't respect his parents.
No.
Disrespect or respect?
Like, no, he has to be family oriented.
So disrespect his parents.
He can't be disrespectful.
That's so mad. Because we Asian people value
him. Okay, I also think mama's boy is also kind of like respect, too much like mama's his mama.
Yeah. But he has to like too respect much mama boy her and like, you know, have a good relationship with her, but not like, you know, too dependent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a red flag.
Oh my god, I have one. So what about a guy that doesn't click with your weirdness? You know what I mean?
He means then you're not compatible.
Yeah, so like if you do, so
like.
Anyways, okay, go.
Go.
No, I just think, like, for example, if you make something weird or like a weird noise and he says, "What the fuck did you do that you
are like, if he doesn't understand my humor, I feel like, oh, hell no. But,
yeah.
Like,
but all of us have to be together. Like,
converting guys.
What? Why'd you sound like Mickey Mouse for a second?
I just choked on it.
Why'd you sound like the bitch in the middle?
You mess up like Mickey Mouse. What the
fuck? I can't imagine what I'm talking
about.
All of us have like...
Okay, go.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Converting.
We were talking about like, okay, so all of us have met some guy, all these guys, and we convert them to our humor, and then we dip them.
Basically, mold them into what we want. And
yeah,
then
like,
right? It's so our humor is mad fucked because like we have a lot of inside jokes that we get a lot of people inside. So like we let them know like. We say who's a lot, right?
Nice information.
So, like, it started from, like,
not many people understand our humor, but once they understand it, it's funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's mad juicy.
Exactly. Because, like, no one else speaks like us. I've never seen, like, a mixture of, like, the bullshit
like, it's
we
mad
say
unique.
On the street.
We have random words. Like, random words.
SRP.
Like, okay, so this, like, we had this... Oh, yeah, SRP. SRP, smash or pass. We have this like so for a while we send nice information to anything.
And then, and then okay buddy.
We have too many. Like we can't even
and like we say like we say stuff like
in it, like we're not British
so much
but
that like
we say in it at the end of like at the end of any sentence.
Yeah.
I think goes.
You probably heard it
goes,
say in it.
It comes back for a while, like, sometimes fades away. And
And like every guy we've met, like online in quarantine, we've
converted
even
try,
them
though.
To talk like us.
Yeah.
And then like when they got weird, we mad dip. It's like we don't try. Like when like they just hang around us and like they become like our humor.
We also have this weird thing that we combine weird words together and make something new. Like,
oh my god,
it's usually related to animals or insects.
We use animals a lot, like, we, like you look like a confused ant.
I know,
we might use animal,
or like,
or you look like a compressed
rabbit.
Gorilla, just as gorilla,
just as like fermented
like
chipmunk,
gorilla. Chipmunk,
crackhead, crickets,
crackhead, crickets.
Yeah.
We use a lot of animals too.
Use a lot of animals, but like when they actually like open up and get weird, we mad like find it like confusing and dip.
But
we get so triggered
like,
and dip.
We're good at giving it, but we're not good at taking it. So we're like,
no, it's like okay. So cause they know like we're actually okay. Think about it, guys. We're like actual females that are. I don't know, like, I can't
we're mad
say for myself, but, like, I think we're pretty, like, funny and open-minded.
Mm-hmm. And we mad pretty, too.
And, like, we're
and
not
funny.
Ugly, like, so...
Not many... Yeah.
So it's, like, a good mixture.
Ooh, so where are you guys flexing?
So when...
Let's...
Yeah.
Come on!
We have to flex
girls night out. We gotta do it.
So, like, guys tend to get, you know, attached to us. And then we get kinda... Yeah, we...
And then when they get too attached,
you know what's
we kind of get turned off.
That every guy gets mad triggered at first. They're like, oh my god, why'd you talk to me?
And then they...
And stuff, and then
they
get
yeah.
Like,
they laugh about it. Yeah,
I think we have too much power.
It's like, okay, I feel like
who's prime minister?
Nina, tell us a speech about how powerful you feel right now.
I feel extremely powerful.
Yeah, powerful.
We can be the president of the United States.
Oh, by the way,
if we have the chance.
I need to simp for Jessa because he simped for me the other episode. Mm-hmm. But I have nothing.
I don't have
anything to simp for, so help.
No, go on, you have a minute. Go on.
I don't know how to simp.
Good luck
for
him.
I like. Okay. I like to. You rap.
What?
I don't know, I'm just gonna compliment him. Okay, I'm gonna try to compliment him. Jessa, hi.
You sound like a Mickey Mouse taking a shit.
Hi, Jessa. So, I was gonna talk to you about how I'm gonna simp for you right now. This is the last time I was doing it, but I like the how you are trying to be the best for yourself. I'm being nice. I don't know what else. Tell me something.
Big Punjabi balls.
Tell him you like his custom made Gucci.
Oh yeah, I like your clean. I like
and three
your
people
clean
died watching his mustache.
Oh, I like how you're trying. I like how you're still trying to fight a lion. What else? Oh my god, this is so hard.
That's too much time on him, period. Next.
Let's go. Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay, I have one from Jessa as your fellow Judd. Let's go. Okay, Jessa, I hope you get out of your bag soon.
The peace.
Because you've been drawing my asshole so deeply on PUBG, and I need you guys to like laugh again. Okay,
Jessa.
Period.
I
Nina,
know
you go.
You're going. I don't know. Like, so awkward. What do I say? Okay.
Tell him to get out of his
pizza. I hope
pizza.
You're gonna get out of your bag soon.
Yeah.
And start doing fun shit and stop being dried up. And come back to our group chat because we mad miss you.
Because we mad miss you in it.
Yeah.
I
see, like, water sign always doing the most, when me and Chris had beef,
and
he mad deleted his account,
so yeah. Fucking childish.
But then
see,
like,
that's
we were back to the next day, so it's like, and then
just
and then
just
like, Nina, like
inflated balloon.
Yeah, like, okay, what just, the fuck?
They're like an inflated balloon. They keep rising and like inflating every 2 seconds.
Yeah,
like, it was like a balloon head ass. So like always.
That's why.
Like, that's
why
they need stability in their life.
Like
that's
stable
why they got us in it.
People.
Mhm. Oh my god.
Because we already know what we
yeah,
want.
Yeah, why are we even
okay,
talking
anyways,
about
that's
them?
How
they're not
over,
even here.
Honestly, we already concluded.
Yeah, I just don't want them to get.
Okay.
Cry about it. Be like, where'd you guys go?
Guys, don't get triggered.
They got so triggered that we were gonna have a girl segment.
Okay, what else do you want?
What? If, okay.
Yes.
Next time we're gonna have Jahan.
Oh my god,
okay?
I haven't had like a full conversation.
Jahan's mad
with Jahan.
Interesting.
I need to like.
She's
know.
Mad pretty too.
We need to. She's mad interesting.
She's like this adorable.
She's so
thing.
Good at PUBG too.
Mad. She has a
she's
model vibe.
So
I don't know how
like
she's
she could
related
be
to Shark.
She's mad beautiful.
I don't know how, but like
maybe Shark adopted.
They like her, like
rabbit
I
looking
like...
at.
Maybe Shark adopted.
He's like a sad hamster.
Just so kidding,
adorable.
Shark. Don't get triggered.
See, we have to say this.
You know what, Shark? You know what Shark reminds
around.
Me of?
I know, because they don't
I Shark reminds me of... No, a koala. Yeah,
koala?
Matt looks like a koala.
Yeah, he's so
doesn't
funny.
He?
Yeah.
And like
hair.
A mad, soft so koala. Like, I feel like he looks...
Yeah.
Okay, enough of talking about Shark.
Yeah. Back to Jahan, like, I swear, like...
Yeah.
She mad good at PUBG.
Yeah, too. Mad. Oh my gosh, she sacrificed her life for us.
Sacrificed her life for Pakistan.
Mad. Pakistan. She sacrificed her life for us. Like, we don't deserve
her, honestly. Like she's.
Mad. Me and Nina were playing last night.
We've never met like a girl online who stayed with us.
We were playing last night. We met. She mad sacrificed her for herself. Anyway, keep
we
that.
Suck. Damn.
Like, yeah, we've and only like, met weird
we
guys
never
online.
Met stable girls, so like it's so nice to have her in this friendship group.
I know. You know? I feel like I feel like all the girls we've met online that we've got in our friend group, they were all stable. Even if they're not a friend group, they're not stable.
The vibe,
but the guys.
Well, the girl. I don't think we get.
I don't think they understand our humor. That's why, like, we don't really click with. Because, like, in my real life too, like, I don't really click with like a lot of people. Because, like, you guys understand my humor, but not like many people don't understand our humor. You know.
Oh my god.
Because they gotta get to know, they gotta stay with us a little bit more to understand.
Our humor is so.
Because we were
like,
so fucked but funny.
It's so fucked, but like only funny because of us. Like we could be silent and start
this
laughing.
Is what
I don't know why.
That if one day FBI sees our chats, they're literally gonna put it in a mental institution.
I'm not weird. Like when we're talking, like random guys will be like, "You're mad weird." Like, why? Remember?
Yeah, but they low-key want to smash though. Yeah, they talk their shit, right? And then like they like ask to follow later. Like, no, don't be talking your shit and asking to follow.
Anyways.
And like our stories are lit.
Oh yeah.
Like whenever we're talking about like our personal life on PUBG, like remember that one time that guy was
we mass spill.
You actually
on PUBG.
Nina makes me spill my tea.
Yeah then, like really be spilling about like so many personal issues on PUBG, even though they're random.
One time this guy was giving me advice and I was
we forgot like it wasn't a call, you know?
He's like, are you okay?
But he's like, he's a call though.
He's not giving me advice.
Mad issues. Yeah.
Severe issues. Alright guys, we're getting up to the end of this segment. On our next segment, we're gonna have to have Jahan on this.
Yeah, you have no choice.
I like Jahan.
We need a
no
balance.
Choice.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care. No excuses. We should feature someone else too.
I swear, no girls
I
like
know,
us.
I know. Only Jahan. I know.
Well,
and she has her
only Jahan likes
too.
Us.
Yeah.
I feel like all girls get like triggered.
Yeah.
Yes, Jahan not has our humor.
Who else?
I know, because we too lit.
Get triggered.
Oh my god, remember how I turned Jesus into a girl? He should come on with a girl. We can call her Juju.
His girl actually
we can call her
good.
Juline. Juline.
Okay, anyways.
Alright, since we're heading on to the end of this segment, I just want to let you guys know, thank you guys for stopping in and listening to this segment of
Girls Night Out.
What was the segment called?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Girls Night Out.
Girls
Night
Out. Alright, I hope you guys come again. We're gonna have this podcast, this segment come monthly, so the same time next month. Be sure to wait for this podcast and you'll see Jahan and you'll just see exactly what we're talking about. She's just like us, I swear to God.
Okay. If you like this podcast, don't forget to like it and subscribe.
I know, honestly.
This is
not even my YouTube.
And
bitch.
Then, five
okay,
stars.
Share, okay?
Wait, how does this work?
Yeah.
Alright, and give us these weird things.
Oh my
god,
I just found out you can
comment. Yeah,
comment
if you like it.
Yeah, comment.
Please.
You can? Yeah, and then we also have Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, Mad Issues Podcast, and give us a follow. And you could also interact with us over there.
Nina's YouTube channel. Thank you.
Shut up. Okay.
We're gonna be up on YouTube soon under the same name, Mad Issues Podcast. So keep a keep a thing out for that soon too. It'll be introduced on our
Instagram. Oh my god, let's leave it tired of us.
Thank you guys. Bye.
All right, bye.